This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. It's been a few weeks since we last talked, and I want to apologize to everyone because I have just been very, very busy at the office. I have been working long hours, and I have been working weekends as well. It's just been that busy at the office. And I also want to thank all of you that reached out to me just to make sure that I was okay. I really, really appreciate that. We will try to get back into the normal routine of every Thursday. I love doing this, but please just know that I am just that busy at the office, and work has just been crazy. So today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about something that, you know, I just think a lot of people have questions about. At least I get asked a lot about what we're going to discuss today. And that is the idea that, you know, there's different types of income that a person can have, and then there's different types of losses. And you kind of cannot mix and match the different types of losses with the different types of income. And throughout this episode, I will explain what I mean, and hopefully I will create a better picture for you guys. So let's kind of start talking about the different types of income. So generally speaking, income comes in three different ways, right? You have your ordinary income, and that is income that comes directly from your main job or your business, the business you operate, okay? And then from there, you will have a loss or a profit, and an either event that creates an income. A loss, and it could be still income, or it could be a profit and it's still income. And just the same rule for an ordinary loss. An ordinary loss is the loss that comes directly from your job or the business you operate. And then you have passive income. Passive income is income that comes from a business in which a person is not actively involved. And we'll talk a little bit more about what that is, and I'll give you guys an example. And a passive loss is a loss from a business in which a person is not actively involved. Okay. So what's, you know, a prime example of passive income or passive loss? And the prime example is real estate. Okay. You own a business, you do other things, but it, you know, you have an investment, a real estate investment, and that investment would be considered probably passive, unless you can prove that you are very, very actively involved in managing it, okay? But you got to be careful doing that, because the IRS kind of does not buy into that much. Because, for example, I'm an attorney, right? And I devote my entire time to my law practice. And if I have, a commercial property out there, whether that property makes money or loses money, that's considered passive income. The IRS would not buy so much into the notion that I am devoting all my time to my law practice and I'm devoting all my time to my commercial property. And that's probably because the commercial property doesn't need me to put any time into it, because real estate kind of handles its own, right? You know, tenant lives there, or tenant, you know, operates a business out of there if it's commercial real estate, and they pay rent, and the owner of the property either has it with a property management company, or if they're managing it itself, they're doing very little work to manage it on a monthly basis. The third type of income is capital income, and that is income that comes from the sale of an asset, okay? And that asset could be real estate, that can be a business that you sell, or that could be stocks, okay? And a capital loss is the same thing. It's a loss that's generated from the sale of an asset, okay? So what's the idea here, and why am I talking to you guys? What is it that I'm trying to tell you guys? Sorry. Here's what I'm trying to say. So an ordinary income can only be offset by an ordinary loss, okay? So if you have a passive loss, you cannot set that off against your ordinary gain, okay? Because the two are not compatible. So it's ordinary income versus ordinary loss, passive income versus passive loss, capital income versus capital loss. And you cannot mix and match. So if you, you know, play the stock market and you made a lot of money, you're going to pay capital gains on that money unless you have a capital loss to offset it. You cannot say, look, you know, my restaurant lost $300,000, okay, and I made $500,000 in the stock market, so therefore I only made $200,000, because I'm going to subtract the $300,000 loss from the $500,000 I made in the stock market. It does not work that way. Why? Because the restaurant that you have, okay, is probably your ordinary income. And you have, so as a result, you have an ordinary loss, and you're trying to offset it against against capital income, because you did very well in the stock market and you made $500,000. So that would not work. So I get asked a lot, you know what? I made some money in the stock market, but I lost money in my business. Can I offset the two? No. So generally speaking, this is what I want you to remember. Ordinary income, if there is a profit, gets offset by ordinary loss. Passive income, if there is a profit, is offset by a passive loss. And if you have capital income as a result of a profit of an asset, that can only be set off with a capital loss. And this is very important, because you need to know and you need to plan, you need to do tax planning and plan ahead for your tax year. The last thing you want is to think that, you know what, your business didn't do too well this year, but you did well in the stock market, and therefore you think you're going to be okay. And as you sit down with your CPA, he says, hey, surprise, I got news for you. That's not going to happen. And you won't be able to do your ordinary loss against your capital gains. Or if you have a passive loss that you're trying to offset against your ordinary income, that's not going to happen either, right? Because remember what we said, it has to be ordinary loss against ordinary income, passive loss against passive income, capital loss against capital income. And it's very, very important to understand that, so that you guys are aware of what's happening with you. And I also don't want you to be under some, you know, misconceptions and some ideas that are not very accurate, you know. Buy commercial real estate because it's going to reduce your tax liability. Not necessarily. Because, again, if the bulk of your profits is coming from ordinary income, okay, and you buy real estate, and if the real estate is treated as passive, then guess what? You won't be able to take the loss from the real estate, okay? So that's just, you know, something you have to kind of sit down with your CPA and talk about. And before you jump into buying real estate investments, buying other businesses, you know, making a lot of money in stocks, talk to your CPA. And the biggest one is before you sell your business or before you sell your commercial real estate, you must talk to your CPA and or tax attorney, because these things, folks, can have a lot of tax consequences. It can literally eat up all your profits if you are going to generate a profit, if it's not done very, very accurate. And, you know, talking to your CPA and or tax attorney and letting them know in advance, then they could do some research and let you know what the tax consequences are so that you can make a well-informed decision about what it is you want to do. So very, very, very important. And figuring out how much you're going to pay in taxes on a business or on the sale of commercial real estate is a very, very tough, complicated formula that only your CPA, the best, well, I shouldn't say only, the person that's best fit to take on that project is the CPA that is doing your taxes for those previous years. You can still take it to anybody else that can figure it out. But, you know, there is a basis calculation that has to be done. And that's very, very difficult. And I'm not going to turn this episode into what basis is and how you do a basis calculation. We could probably do that in another episode. But today, I just wanted to kind of discuss the general idea of the different types of income and the different types of losses and how they work together. And I think you guys now at least have a basic idea. You might not be experts at this stuff, but now you have a very basic idea of, you know, how ordinary income, passive income, capital income, how they get offset by the different types of losses. I think this is it for this episode. This episode is kind of short, but I just wanted to kind of get out there and talk to you guys, because I've been getting a lot of people messaging me, and you know, I wanted to just reach out. We will resume on Thursdays again, like I said, and we will probably have our next episode July 15th, and then we will try to stay on track every Thursday thereafter. We have some very, very exciting topics that I will be talking to you guys about. And until then, I want you guys to have a very, very productive week. Stay positive, stay focused into your business. And which is, by the way, very, very important. I want you guys to always remember to stay very, very focused. That is the biggest favor a business owner can do for themselves. And it will really help your business. Stay very, very focused into your business, and you will achieve a great success. I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.